Okay, we'll begin. Reading from the Jiva Dharma, Chapter 23, Paneha, Nam Tattva. Om Jnana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Daksul Mulutam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Caitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Vidati Sapadantikam Panchakalpa Kshubhyascha Kuta Sindhu Vayedacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Yadvaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, greetings from Sridhar Mayapur. We're studying Jiva Dharma. And we're on the 23rd chapter. Congratulations, we're moving along, and it's on Pramaya. Pramaya is Pramana, Pramaya. Pramana is the evidence that something is true, and Pramaya is basically what is to be known. The method of knowing and what is to be known, and that's what's taught by a guru, the disciple, Pramaya, what is to be known. And there's three subjects to be known, Sambandha, Abhidhaya, and Piyojana. Sambandha is a description of the truth. Bhakti, it means Christian, Christian energies. Abhidhaya means the means to understand it. In bhakti itself. And Piyojana is prema, the goal of local Godhead. So Babaji Maharaj, this is a part where he's really deeply training his disciples, and all the tatvas or truths or subjects of Krishna consciousness. And he just explained to them really what is the goal, which is bhava, to have real love in your heart, real devotional emotion in your heart. That's the goal. That we're doing things not just because we understand they're the correct things to do, but we're doing things because we want to do them. We want to please Krishna. Not that we just understand that that's the best thing to do, but we actually have a real feeling of love in our heart, and love comes in a relationship, and that is awakened in the heart. So Raghunath Das Babaji has explained that, and then explained the goal, and now he wants to understand a little bit more about the means. And the main means is Nam Kirtan. The main means is Nam Kirtan. So, of the primary names of God, there's primary and secondary. Secondary describe his position, and primary describes his personality. The difference between the president and his wife calling him Barack, or dear, or children calling him daddy. The primary names are not just his position, his personality. So Babaji Maharaj now is just giving shastra, why this is from all different shastras, why this is the Abhideya Tattva. This is the means, and those listening and myself hearing, we should understand this, that this is the process. In that regard, I've recently substantially increased my chanting, embellishing it more, and realizing more why this is such an important practice to purify the consciousness. Mahapataka yukto ki kirtayan anisham harim shudhanta karano bhutva jayate pankti pagana brahmananda parada. Even if one is very sinful, if he constantly performs harinam, his heart becomes pure, he attains twice born status, and he purifies the whole world. One who is dedicated to Sri Harinam is relieved of all unhappiness, all disturbances, and all kinds of disease. Next verse. Sarvarago pashamam sarvapadrabanasanam shantidam sarva vishtanam harinam anukirtanam. Brihad Vishnu Parada. When one performs Sri Harinam Kirtan, all kinds of diseases go away, all kinds of disturbances are appeased, all kinds of obstacles are destroyed, and one attains supreme peace. The degrading qualities of Kali cannot affect one who chants Sri Harinam. Hare Krishna Govinda Vasudeva Jaganmaya Itirayanti e nittam mahitan balate kali. Brihat Naradiya Purana. Kali cannot cause any impediment, even for a moment, to those who perform constant kirtan, chanting, O Hari, O Govinda, O Keshava, O Vasudeva, O Jagamaya. One who hears Sri Harinam becomes liberated from hell. Yata yata hare nama kirta yanti smanaraka yata yata haro harao bhaktim udvahanto divam yayo. The Sringa Topanis. Even if the residents of hell chant Hari Kirtan, they achieve Hari Bhakti and enter within the divine abode. Chanting Harinam destroys Parabdha Karma, results of past pious or impious activity, which is now bearing fruit. Yanama Jayam Yamana Atura Atam Skalam Va Vishvasho Vinam Puman Vilukta Karma Gala Uttamam Gatim Sapnoti Yakshanti Natam Kalojana. Srimad Bhagavatam 12.3.44. The human being helplessly chants just one name of Sri Bhagavan at the time of death. In an afflicted situation and when falling down or slipping, all the bondage of his karma is destroyed and he will obtain the highest goal. But alas, due to the influence of Kali Yuga, people do not worship him. Harinam Kirtan is more glorious and beneficial than studying the Vedas. Maracho Mayajustata Masama Patakinsana Govindeti Harinama Gayam Dayashvanityasa Sandhapana. There is no need to study and teach the Rig, Sama, and Yaja Vedas and so on. Simply perform constant Sankirtan of Sri Hari's name, Govinda. Performing Harinam is better than visiting all the Tirthas, holy places. Tirtha Koti Sahasrani, Tirtha Koti Satani Cha, Tani Savanya Vapnoti, Vishnu Namani Kirtana. Kirtan of Sri Vishnu's name gives all results obtained by going to millions of Tirthas. Even a dim glimmer of Harinam Nama Bhat gives unlimitedly more results in all kinds of sadkarma, pious rooted activities. So, you know, usually I like to comment because it's very hard to just hear someone read, even if it's so wonderful. And especially on this particular medium where you can't see the person. But there are quite a few verses, so we'll read them for today. And just try to listen and relish, because by hearing, you'll gain faith. Lokoti danam grahane tadasya ayaga dango takakaupavata yadya yitam nelu savarna danam govinda kirte nasamam satam sai. One may give cows in charity on the day of a solar eclipse. One may reside in Prayag on the banks of the Ganga for a kalpa. One may perform thousands of yajnas and give charity a mountain of gold as high as Mount Sumeru. Still, all these cannot even be compared with 100th particle of Sri Govinda Kirtan. Harinam can yield all kinds of benefits, artha. Etat sadvarga haranam rupa nidrahanam param adhyatma mulam etadi vishnu namani kirtanam skandapurana. Sankirtan of Sri Vishnu's names conquers the six senses and the six enemies, beginning with karma and krodha, and is the root of knowledge of the Supreme Self. Harinam is invested with all shakti. Dhanavratatapastirti chetadinam chayastita shaktayo deva mahatam sarva papahara shiva svajasu yasvamedanam janaka jatma vastina akrishya harina akrishya harina sarva Rapita Sveshu Mamasu Skanda Purana. There are so many auspicious qualities within charity, vows, austerity, the holy places, the devatas, within all kinds of sin removing righteous activities, in the aggregate of all Shakti, in Rajasuya and Ashwamedha sacrifice, and in the goal of knowledge of the identity of the Self. However, Srihari has assembled all of these potencies and invested them within his own names. Nanam Rishikesha Tavapa Kirtya Sridhat Parishyat Yanu Rajitecha Bhagavad Gita 11:36. O Rishikesha, the world becomes delighted on hearing the kirtan of your name and fame, and thus everyone becomes attracted to you. I'm just going to read the English verses because one who chants Sri Harinam is worshipable in the world. This is from the Brihat Naradiya Purana. Those who always perform kirtan, chanting, O Narayan, O Jagannath, O Vasudeva, O Janardana, are worshipped everywhere in the world. Sri Harinam is the only method for those who have no way. Those who simply perform kirtan of Sri Vishnu's name, they do so because they have no other means of support, and they may be absorbed in sense enjoyment. They may be troublesome to others, bereft of celibacy and other virtues, and outside all dharmas. Still, the destination that they achieve cannot be attained by all the combined efforts of religious people. Sri Harinam can be performed as Padma Prana at all times, under all circumstances. It is Vishnu Dhammotara. O you who are greedy to Sri Harinam, there is no rule of time and place for kirtan of Sri Harinam. One might perform Harinam kirtan in any condition, whether one is purified or contaminated, for example, if one's mouth is not clean after, eating. Harinam certainly gives mukti very easily to one who desires it. It's from the Vraha Purana. The person who wanders about the earth, always chanting the names of Narayan, Ananta, Achyuta, and Vasudev, will go with me to my planet. That was from Rama Purana. This is from the Garuda Purana. Oh, best of men, what benefit can one derive from studying Shankya philosophy or practicing Ashtanga Yoga? O King, if you desire liberation, just perform Sri Govinda's kirtan. Harinam enables the jiva to attain Vaikuntha, Nandi Purana. Even one who has performed sinful activities always and everywhere attains the supreme abode of Vishnu if he performs non-kirtan. Chanting Harinam is the topmost means of pleasing Bhagavan. This is from the Brihat Naradiya Purana. O Brahmins, the Dokshi to Vishnu remains very satisfied with those who increasingly perform Sankirtan of Vishnu's name, even when troubled by hunger and thirst. Harinam has the Shakti to control Sri Bhagavan. This is from the Mahabharata. When I was far away from Draupadi, she called out to me, Hey, Govinda! I'm very much indebted to her for her distress call, and I have not been able to remove that debt from my own heart even today. Harinam is the Purusharta, the supreme goal of life for the jivas. And this is from Skanda Purana and Padma Purana. Kirtan of Damodar is certainly the cause of all auspiciousness and the source of real wealth. The only benefit of having life is to perform such kirtan. Harinam is the best of all different kinds of bhakti sadhana. This is from the Vaishnava Chintamani. Sri Vishnu Sahasrana, Sri Vishnu Smaranam destroys all sins, but is attained only after much endeavor. Vishnu Kirtan ever is superior because the same benefit is attained simply by vibrating Srinam upon one's lips. Yeah, we just have to chant and hear with faith. And everything comes from that. And this is from must be from the same Vishnu. The same entire benefit attained by performing hundreds of yajnas in Satya Yuga can be achieved by Kali Yuga by performing kirtan of Sri Govinda's name. Then from the Bhagavatam. Okay, we'll finish the verses and then the philosophy. Now we'll come. Simply performing kirtan of Sri Hari's name, Kali Yuga, gives the same result as those that are achieved by meditating on Bhagavan in Satya Yuga, by worshiping with great yajna in Treta Yuga, by performing formal worship, deity worship, and Dwapara Yuga. Vijay, Prabhu, I have full faith now that Harinam is completely spiritual, but still, in order to be free from doubts with regard to Nam Tattva, it is necessary to understand how Sri Harinam can be spiritual when it is composed of syllables which are apparently material. Will you please clarify this point, Babaji? The Sarup, nature, and form of Sri Harinam has been explained in the Padma Purana, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Ratta Vigyaha Purna Shudho Nitya Mukto Vinatvam Nama Namino. Sri Krishna Nam is Chintamani Sarup. This means that it awards the supreme goal of life and all transcendental good fortune. This is because Sri Harinam is non-different from him who possesses Sri Nam. For the same reason, Sri Divyanam is the very form of mellows, or all relationships, Sri Chaitanya Rasa Sarup, and it's complete, pure, and eternally liberated from contact with Maya. Nam and Sri Nam are non-different in Tattva, therefore, Sri Krishna Nam has all the spiritual qualities presented Krishna himself, the possessor of Sri Nam. Sri Nam is always the complete truth and has no contact with dull matter. He's eternally liberated because he is never bound by material modes. Sri Krishnanam is Krishna himself, and that is why he is the personified form of the aggregate wealth of transcendental mellows. Sri Harinam is a wish-fulfilling tree, gem. Shantami, and thus can award all that one desires from him. Vijay, how can the syllables of Sri Harinam be beyond the realm of illusory material worlds? Babaji, Harinam is not taking birth in the material world. The conscious, spark-like jiva is qualified to utter Harinam when he is situated in his pure spiritual form. However, he cannot perform pure Harinam Kirtan with his material senses, which are bound with Maya. When jiva obtains the mercy of the Ladini Shakti, then the activity of realizing his Sarup begins and Shudanam arrives at that time. When Shudanam appears, he mercifully descends on the mental faculty and dances on the tongue, which has been purified through the practice of bhakti. Sri Harinam is not a form of letters, but when he dances on the material tongue, he is manifest in the form of letters. That is the secret of Krishnanam. So, it's God dancing on your tongue in the form of letters. I heard it explained in another way that was interesting. It describes that God creates the world, and he creates within the world the potencies of all the elements. And there's some elements that have the property of taking on the quality of other elements. For example, the element of metal can take on the property of fire, which is heat and light. Water, in contact with fire, can become hot, but it doesn't become light. And wood becomes consumed. It facilitates the manifestation of fire, but wood itself does not become fire. But an iron rod, because God created it that way, becomes fire, becomes heat and light. In a similar way, God's created syllables that can become God. So the syllables are God, but the syllables don't manifest unless there's a proper consciousness. And no person manifests unless there is someone who loves them. So Shudanam means when we chant with that devotion and love, then Krishna manifests himself fully in those syllables. Vijay, which name is the sweetest of all the primary names? Babaji, the Shatanam Stotra says, chanting one name of Vishnu gives more benefit than studying all the Vedas, and one name of Ram is equal to 1,000 names of Vishnu. And if one utters Sri Krishnanam once, one obtains the same result that comes from chanting the pure Vishnu Sahasranam 3 times. The purport is that 1,000 names of Vishnu equal one name of Ram, and 3,000 names of Vishnu, that is to say 3 names of Ram, equal one name of Krishna. Chanting Krishna's name once gives the same result as chanting Ram's name 3 times. Sri Krishnanam is certainly the supreme name. Therefore, we should follow the instructions of the Lord of our life, Sri Gauranga Sundar, and always take the Sri Nam as he has given it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vijay, what is the process of Harinam Sadhana? So this is going to be a really interesting section because now it explained the tattva, the subject of Harinam, in terms of its position, and now how you practice it as a sadhana. Babaji, one should constantly perform Harinam by counting the names properly on a Tulsi mala, or in the absence of that, chanting on the fingers. One should always stay far away from offenses. The fruit of Sri Harinam Krishna Prem is attained by chanting Shudanam. The purpose of keeping count is for the sadhaka to understand whether his practice of Harinam is increasing or diminishing. Tulsi Devi is very dear to Hari, so touching her while taking Harinam means that Harinam bestows more benefit. When one is practicing Nam, one should understand that Sri Krishna Nam is not different from his Sarup, his eternal intrinsic form. Vijay, Prabhu, there are 9 or 64 different sadhana, but chanting Sri Harinam is only one form. If one is always practicing Nam, how can one have time for the other forms of sadhana? Babaji, that is not difficult. The 64 different angas of bhakti are all contained within the 9-fold processes of bhakti. The 9 stages of bhakti, whether it is the worship of the Srimurti deity or in Nirjan sadhana, one can be formed anywhere. Similarly, by the pure hearing, chanting, and remembering of Sri Krishna Nam in front of Sri Murti, one has accomplished Nam Sadhana. When there is no Murti, simply remember the Murti and perform sadhana to that Murti with the limbs of the 9-fold bhakti in the form of chanting and hearing Sri Nam. One who is fortunate enough to have special ruchi for Nam always performs Nam Kirtan, thus he automatically follows all the angas of bhakti. Srinam Kirtan is the most powerful of all the 9 processes of sadhana, Shravanam Kirtan, etc. During Kirtan, all other angas are present, although they may not be evident. Vijay, how is it possible to perform continuous Nam Kirtan? Babaji, continuous Nam Kirtan means performing Kirtan or Sri Harinam at all times while sitting, getting up, eating, or working, except when sleeping. In Nam Sadhana, there is no prohibition regarding time, place, situation, or cleanliness. That is, one may be in a pure or impure condition. So we'll continue this next week. I'm particularly relishing it as I'm increasing my chanting, and hearing like this really gives you faith. Would anybody like to say hello or ask a question? I think there's problems muting and unmuting with all. Sometimes that happens.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj.
Chudhate? Yes?
Okay, yes, Guru Maharaj.
Thank you. Okay, good. Anybody else like to say hello? Okay, then we'll end for today and we'll resume. I won't have class this Sunday or next Tuesday because I'll be in Puri and running that retreat and leading that retreat. But we'll all see you soon. Thank you very much. Vajra Kalpataru.